All right, so the wasps are back. Pretty obnoxious. This morning I woke up, I was getting ready to leave. I had to go help set up a remote for our sister station, Q103.5, and I saw there was a wasp flying around my apartment. And this was a bigger wasp than the ones that I vacuumed up. The two previous ones I vacuumed up were like the smaller ones, like the little black wasps, mud wasps, or something like that. And this is one of those bigger, like, brown ones. It looks like it has a longer stinger on it, so that kind of scared me a little bit, too. So I was like, I'm not going to try to vacuum it. So I had a notepad that was lying around, and I got this notepad, and I looked up, and the wasp had disappeared. And so now I'm like, where is this? This wasp could be anywhere. So I went into my bedroom and looked around. I didn't see it right away, and looked around a little more and couldn't find it. So I decided what I was going to do. Was since this remote was out by the Dillons in West Loop, that I was going to go into that Dillons, and I was going to buy some of that wasp spray, the stuff that shoots like 27 feet or so, and so I bought that, and then eventually, you know, on my way back, I wanted to inspect and see if I could see where these wasps are headed, where exactly they were hiding, and I could see that above the windows, above my AC, above those windows, there's a little area between, it's like a little slat right there that a wasp could get in and make a nest, and I saw some wasps crawling into there, and also above my bathroom window, I observed the same thing, and so I was like, okay, you know what, later on, once I made sure I've killed the ones inside, what I should do is take this wasp spray and spray up into those cracks. So I come into the house, and also I forgot to mention this, while I was observing outside, I could see that the wasp I had seen earlier was stuck between a window and the blinds in my bedroom. So it's like, aha, there's where he went. So I'll just spray into there. So I go into there, and then immediately there's one on the floor that I hadn't anticipated. So I kill that one with the spray, and then I spray all over the window, and it drips a little bit onto my bed and onto some sheets on the floor. But, you know, I can wash that out. And it says on here to not use inside, but I don't really know why. It says never use indoors. It actually says that I may have violated the federal law by doing this. It is a violation of federal law to use this product in a manner inconsistent with its labeling. Never use indoors. And it's all in bold. And it's not written like, I wonder, why would they do something? Why would they put something like that on it? I mean, what was that? I thought I heard something. Frankenberry, I just thought that was a good cereal. And my nose is kind of burning. God, you ever have one of those headaches where it kind of starts at the very back of your head and kind of clings to your spine a little bit? One of those weird head. I have one of those, like one of those, and like simultaneous, like nose burning going. Oh. Just lay down a little bit and what was I talking about? Frankenberry is pretty good. It seems like he actually gets more press lately than Count Chocula does, and it's easier to find Frankenberry. Although Count Chocula was always the better character. I never understand. I understand why Boo Berry is such an unsuccessful cereal. I mean, that ghost was, or whatever the hell that was. Was his name Boo Berry? I guess it probably would be if Frankenberry's name was Frankenberry and Count Chocula's guy was Count Chocula, that Boo Berry's, the guy's name would be Boo Berry, but I just don't ever remember that character being very memorable. I think I'm going to go to sleep. Talk to you later.